Okay, this is in session. Apologize for being 5 minutes late. No minutes today. First matter we have is A536A, Philip Stepper for AT&T Mobility Corp. Would you care to introduce that?
Yes, Chair. This is an application by AT&T Mobility Corp. Philip Stepper is presenting on their behalf. The application requests an amendment to Special Exception A-536 to modify an existing telecommunications facility by adding 3 panel antennas, 6 remote radio heads, 2 equipment cabinets, and related equipment at 200 Orchard Ridge Drive, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the MXD, the Mixed Use Development Zone, with proposed use allowed by Section 24-160D.3(d) of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Coordinates, Chapter 24 of the City Code, in compliance with Section 24-167A(d)(2), subject to review by the Board of Appeals. And as shown on the monitor, or not shown on the monitor, give me a second here. And there we go. Now, as shown on the monitor, the property is located in Quinn's Orchard Corporate Center Development at 200 Orchard Ridge Drive. At the present time, there are 35 exhibits in the record file. They are actually 27. I'm sorry. There are 27 exhibits in the record file. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the file. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. And again, representing the applicant, AT&T Mobility, is Mr. Philip Stepper of SiteLink Wireless LLC.
Thanks.
Yeah, Mr. Stepper, if you're going to be providing information, we have to swear you in.
Sure.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yeah, please proceed.
So, as you're probably aware, AT&T has a current installation on this rooftop, 6 panel antennas, and the proposal is to install an additional 3 panel antennas. Each sector, there are 3 sectors on the rooftop, has 2 antennas each, and in the middle of each sector is an open mount, which is where AT&T is proposing to install the new antenna. And the purpose behind their LTE, long-term evolution antennas, for the purpose of supplying the necessary coverage for 4G technology, which is primarily data rather than voice. And this is, of course, if you have followed the news maybe over the last 2 years, this is a rollout that most telecom companies are doing to upgrade their service. And currently there's a lack in Gaithersburg for AT&T. And so this is part of their overall plan and scope to increase coverage for their customers in the city.
Okay. Ready for questions?
Sure.
Really don't have any.
None here.
None. I have one question about Exhibit 6, which is authorization. Since we don't know who signed it, what his position is, even what his name is.
Her name is Jennifer Van Riper.
Let's get that. Jennifer what?
Jennifer Van Riper. She's a project manager for AT&T.
A project manager?
Uh-huh.
For AT&T?
Correct.
Rick, we're going to need a replacement copy or an additional copy to this. We can call it 6A.
Okay.
But I'd like a signed copy that shows the name and position, because this is insufficient on its face.
Okay. Would you like to add that as a condition, or?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But I want you to withhold issuing our decision.
Okay.
Which we'll probably sign tonight. Just withhold it until you get the letter. I'm sure it shouldn't be a problem.
Not a problem at all.
Okay. No.
I can probably get that for you tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
I have no questions. Any discussion?
I'll do it as a pro forma. The antennas that are going to be added, how different are they? Just, I'm curious, how different are they from the currently existing, I assume, 3G antennas?
Sure. In terms of size, aesthetically speaking, one of them is approximately the same size. Two of them are 96 inches in length, mm-hmm. Which is a bit larger, and the additional length will go below rather than above the existing installation.
So basically it'll just blend in with the
Yeah, and they'll be painted to match the existing. Yeah.
Okay. That's I was just curious.
Sure.
Okay, so care to make a motion?
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah. So I make a motion that the Board of Appeals with the City of Gaithersburg on August 11, 2001, in case A-536-A.
Before you do the motion, are you moving to close the record? Or
thank you.
Move to close the record on A-536-A.
Okay. Second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Now be resolved that the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on August 11, 2011, the case A-536-A, the petition of Philip Stettler, SiteLink Wireless LLC, consultant to AT&T Mobility Corp., requesting an amendment to the special exception of A-536 to modify a rooftop telecommunications facility by adding 3 panel-type antennas, 6 remote radio heads, 2 equipment cabinets, and related equipment at 200 Orchard Ridge Drive, Gaithersburg, may be approved with the following conditions, as listed 1 through 4. Do you want me to read them?
Do we need to read into the record, Kurt?
No, I don't think you need to read those in. They're part of the record, as the draft resolution is part of the record.
All those in favor?
Now, did you want to mention, because you had asked me to make a few, oh no, that's another one, never mind. That's the next case, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, can we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, passes 5-0. This may have been the fastest one we've ever had.
Let's hope that continues.
As opposed to the longest one.
Actually, it's not.
I assume we don't need an intermission before the next one, right?
No. All right. Should I go ahead and introduce the next case?
Okay, the next item is A-555, Philip Stettler for AT&T Mobility Corp.
Yes, okay. This is case number A-552. Again, it's Philip Stettler on behalf of AT&T Mobility Corp. The application requests a special exception to permit construction of a rooftop telecommunications facility consisting of 9 panel antennas, 6 remote radio heads, a ground equipment shelter, actually it's not a ground equipment shelter, it's a rooftop equipment shelter, and related equipment at 9751 Washingtonian Boulevard, Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's also known as the Marriott Hotel. The property is located in the MXD, the Mixed Use Development Zone, with the proposed use allowed by Section 24-160D.3 parenthesis D of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, also known as Chapter 24 of the City Code, in compliance with Section 24-167A, parenthesis D, parenthesis 2, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And this is a public hearing on case number 8-552. As shown on the monitor, the property is located in the Washingtonian Center at the Marriott Hotel. The hearing was duly published on July 27, 2011 on the City of Gaithersburg website, and the property was properly posted. At the present time, there are 35 exhibits in the record file. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the file. And one of those exhibits was added today for this meeting, and that's exhibit number 35, just for your reference. And I provided a copy to each of the board members of that. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. And representing the applicant, again, AT&T Mobility, is Mr. Philip Stettler of SiteLink Wireless, LLC.
Yeah, one second before we start.
Sure.
This new sheet exhibit list, that we have a copy of that?
Yes, I provided a copy to each of the board members. And it's a copy of a building permit, so it looks like this one. It says commercial building permit application.
It should be on the desk.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get
it. I do have another one if you need it.
It would have been right underneath this one. Yeah, sure.
I can pass him mine also if he needs it. No, he's got it.
I saw it. Swear you will again, Mr. Stettler. You solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, nothing but the truth.
I do.
Yes, please proceed.
And is there a particular exhibit you want me to bring up?
This is an application for a special exception. The site has been in existence since 1996. The initial installation was made prior to the telecommunications ordinance here in the city. And so we are applying for retroactive approval of the six that are installed, as well as the three new proposed LTE antennas, similar in nature to the case previously heard, for the purpose of extending the data service AT&T can provide here in the city. And it is a similar installation to case A536. The new proposed antennas will go in the center of the existing three sectors on the rooftop at the Marriott.
Ready?
Sure.
Well said. Any questions?
No.
Just the same issue with the authorization letter, as you pointed out in the last case.
Yeah, it's exhibit
the same issue with the authorization letter, as you pointed out in the last case.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a problem at all. Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, clarification from the chair. In the last application...
Let's bring it up after this one.
Hmm?
Is this going to...
No. Okay, let's put it there. I'll rephrase that for counsel. In this application, there is a provision for providing an additional coverage map once the antennas are installed.
Was there not one on the other?
No.
Uh-oh.
I just thought I'd point that out.
Okay. as soon as we finish this one, we're going to reopen the prior one.
Okay. So what was the question again with the
prior okay. previous
one? It's okay. We'll catch
okay. okay.
it.
Okay.
Exhibit 33 is the present building for the equipment, right?
Yes.
And it's going to be the same?
Yeah, the shelter's already on the rooftop. That's correct.
So whatever you put in other than tents will fit right with
it. It'll be within that existing shelter, yeah. No new space can be taken up.
That's been around a long time, even before our stature.
Yes, it has.
Care to make a motion? Maybe one of our new members?
Regarding the closing of the record, I'm assuming?
Oh, yes.
Sure, I'll move to close the record on case A552.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, if no one volunteers, this is going to have to do it.
I do have one question. There are six antennas there now, correct?
Correct.
And you're adding three.
Correct.
So this is basically I just want to clarify this. This is basically a combination of a retroactive move to make the current installation conform with city code or
yes, sir.
City rules.
Yep.
And with addition of three additional antennas for
correct.
The 4G.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to make that clear. No problems with that, I guess.
Yeah, but that would be.
I was just wondering if the wording is okay.
Well, we probably should have something in there about the pre-existing equipment being part of the special exception.
It is in there. It's just. Perhaps not as clear as it could be.
But where is it?
Because I do say it's a total. If you look at the resolution language, it does say 9 panel type antennas, which is the total number of antennas they will have
yes.
on the building.
In the resolution.
Page 13.
And the 6 radio remote heads, the rooftop equipment shelter, and the related equipment. So it's. It's included in there. I didn't separate the existing from the pre-existing.
Yeah. Okay. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 11th day of August 2011 that case A552, the petition of Philip Stettler, SiteLink Wireless LLC, consultant to AT&T Mobility Corporation, requesting a special exception to construct a rooftop telecommunications facility consisting of 9 panel-type antennas, 6 remote radio heads, a 254-square-foot rooftop equipment shelter, and related equipment at 9751 Washingtonian Boulevard, Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions, and there are the 5 conditions, which I will not read into the record.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is 5-0. Any outstanding matters at the moment?
Well, you said you wanted to look at the
yes.
first one again.
Yes. I would.
And what was the question?
I would see the motion from the board member to reopen 552.
536A.
536A.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move that we reopen the case A536A.
Can we hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, we're reopened.
Okay. The purpose of this is to insert an additional condition that was left out in the prior resolution. AT&T No, the coverage threshold map is here. What's missing?
Well,
that's it. That's what's missing.
Mm-hmm. There is an extra condition in the 8552 case. So that one has 5. This one only has 4. So maybe that was what was...
That's the building permits.
Yeah, the building permit. And that's for the existing stuff that's out there. And that's just to make sure, just in case there was something that was out there.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we close the record on A536A and accept the resolution as stated.
Yeah, it's already closed.
So. Still closed. Yeah.
We'll adjourn. Well, if you have no more business, we may as well adjourn.
Yes, I don't have anything from staff, other than another reminder about the required training for Board of Appeals members, which I believe 3 or 4 of you have completed that. You've completed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kotak. Okay. So only Mr. Critch as well. But just another reminder, just so I I got it. And remember, we do have stuff here if you wanted to come here and do it. So, and that's it.
Okay. See you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Awesome.
That was efficient.
Yeah.